What does Batman put in his drinks? Just ice.
Just welcome ice.
Welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of April 17th. Like that joke, eh, Andrew?
Just ice.
Just ice.
That was good.
I'm going to pull back the curtain and actually I'm going to say this is the second time I'm recording this show, this episode.
Which is why my reaction was not quite as genuine.
Yeah. Last time you cut me off big time with your laugh.
That was great.
Yeah. My fault. First time I recorded it, the program I was using crashed, and I hate that program, so I'm not using it anymore.
It had the audacity to crash on him.
I was not saying, and anyway, yes, it had the audacity to crash. So yes, instead of miss a second,
what program it was, I just said,
shut up, I hate you. Instead of miss a second week in a row, we decided we'd find some time to record it this week, opposed to last week. I missed. Last week was my fault. I had to install a kitchen countertop, which took, 5 more hours than it should have. But now we have more stuff to talk about. So, that's always bonus.
Yeah. Lots of stuff.
Yeah. Lots of stuff with release dates now.
Lots of release date stuff. This is like Mark 2 of this show, and it's so much better. I'm Mark glad 2, the last one crashed.
It's Mark 2 twice over, because it's the second episode, and the second time on the second episode. See what's going to happen in the third episode? We're going to record it 3 times, and it's going to be pristine. Oh, God. I don't even want to actually joke about that, because then it's going to happen, and it's going to be terrible recording something 3 times. Anyway, let's just start in on release date chicken.
Well, who are you, Simon?
I did forget that. I'm Simon Atwell.
I'm Andrew Dupe.
Yep. I did forget that. Because I didn't write it down.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to do this quick. Oh, well.
Take 2. Sort of better, sort of worse. Win some, lose some.
Could just start over entirely.
Good.
No, let's not.
We're doing it live.
Doing it live. Now let's start about release date chicken.
Release date chicken. So Batman, Superman, or Batman versus Superman, Batman / Superman.
Is that the official title, Batman versus Superman?
I don't think it has an official title.
I don't think so either.
And it's Superman. It is a Superman movie with Batman in it.
Yeah.
That at least we know.
It's iffy. Yeah, it's iffy on that.
I think it's pretty much confirmed that it's just Batman in a Superman movie.
I don't know. I didn't look up much information on it recently. I'm behind on the information on Superman Batman.
People also call it the Batfleck because
of Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck as Batman. Okay, so Batman and Superman, they have a release date. Captain America 3 decided, hey, let's do the same release date. And neither of them are budging. But when I was looking for the release date for this, it looks like there's a bunch of sources saying that Batman and Superman is probably going to back down and change their release date to April instead of May 6, 2016, as it is now.
So they're going to move up a month.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, screw you, Cap. We're going to release first.
Yeah. We'll see how that works for them.
I mean, that's early.
They've already pushed the Batman and Superman back a whole year.
April is early in the year for a big blockbuster movie. I don't know who makes those rules. I don't know where the blockbusters have to be released in the summer months rules came from.
More people have time off?
I guess, if you're aiming for students.
Yeah.
Which a lot of blockbusters do. That's a good point.
Yeah. And then there's the whole Oscar bait season.
Yeah, I know. Lincoln and, what was the Butler? Which I love Forrest Whitaker, but there was no way I was seeing the Butler. I'm yeah. not interested in Oscar bait.
Me either. Gravity was...
I don't like that either, but that's partially because I don't like Sandra Bullock. Actually, mostly because I don't like Sandra Bullock.
I love Sandra Bullock.
Like, Miss Congeniality is a fine film. Speed. She was in Speed, and I like Speed.
I love Speed. She was in Demolition Man. Love Demolition Man.
She was in Demolition Man. Well, Demolition Man is in that crappy but still kind of good 80s movie thing for me.
It's amazing.
That's not a real... That's, yeah. That's got its own area.
Yeah.
Demolition Man. Jesus.
Three Seashells.
Ugh. Anyway. Sandra Bullock. No thanks. That's what I say.
All right. Jarvis has vision.
Jarvis has vision. Paul Bettany confirmed, I think it's a couple days ago now, on Jimmy Kimmel that he will be playing Vision in Avengers 2. Paul Bettany, for those who don't know, is already the voice of Jarvis in the Iron Man movies.
And we know that in the comic book world, Vision was created by Ultron. And in the movie... I messed that up. So, in the comic book world, Vision was created by Ultron.
Yes.
And Ultron is created by Hank Pym, which is Ant-Man.
Yes.
But in the movie world, it's not going to be Hank Pym.
Yeah, Ultron is not going to be created by Ant-Man. So this, I don't think they've confirmed who creates Ultron, but everybody is already thinking Tony Stark, because...
Yeah, it makes sense.
Who the hell else is going to make a robot if it's not Ant-Man?
And then it's got the whole Jarvis connection.
And then, yeah, now with the Jarvis connection, it's almost guaranteed that Iron Man is in some way, shape, or form going to make Ultron.
Or somehow involved.
Yeah. That's why I said some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Or somebody's going to steal his technology.
Which happens.
That happens in every movie.
Tony's like, crap, you found some technology.
A super billionaire, he does not have super billionaire superhero, played by philanthropist. He does not have the best security in the world.
Too cocky.
That's true. It's a fair point.
Probably most doesn't care. Though. Batman. You never see anyone take bat suits.
He also has a secret cave. Yeah. I mean, it might be under the mansion, but at least it's a secret cave.
Yeah.
Iron Man literally's base is his mansion.
And he's like, hey, I live here.
You know, there's nothing secret about
I'm Iron Man.
Tony Stark.
That's true.
I am Iron Man.
He does have that going for him.
Anyway, let's move on to the new Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Yeah, so the new trailer, it's less goofy Star-Lord and more goofy and badass Star-Lord.
Yes, it shows some of his criminal competency. He's not just an idiot.
And his wit and stuff.
Yeah. His escape plan in that trailer. It's another short teaser trailer. You don't see a lot, but you see... It's basically... you pointed this out when we first recorded this episode. It's basically extended of the extended clip of the small clip we saw in the last teaser with Star-Lord.
When he's caught with the little orb thing. It shows in that part he does have, like, a plan to get out of there.
Yep. And it's a plan that starts with, screw this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check it out if you haven't seen it. It's nifty.
We don't have a link to it, but I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
We didn't put a
link in the show notes.
But when you put the show notes up, if you put the show notes up, we can put a link in there at a later date. That movie, I don't think it has a release and an official release date yet. But is expected in the U.S. to be released August 1st of this year.
U.S. is basically North America.
Well, yeah, usually the U.S. is North America. For a big budget film like this, the U.S. is North America.
Yeah.
The U.S. release date is where it's going to be released everywhere in North America. Usually. But, you know, sometimes that's different.
I'm excited. Rocket Raccoon, Groot.
Groot. I love Vin Diesel in everything, even if it's not even Vin Diesel's face.
Yeah, I am Groot.
Even if it's just Vin Diesel going, I am Groot.
Yeah. Because he was in Iron Giant.
He was Iron Giant.
and he was Iron Giant, and Iron Giant didn't say much.
No, I don't remember Iron Giant. I honestly don't remember it having a voice.
I don't really.
So when you know when I first found out that little known fact, I was like, "Wait, Iron Giant spoke? Really?"
But every time people mention Vin Diesel as a voice, they always mention Iron Giant. And like,
it's not even just as a voice. Anytime people mention Vin Diesel,
now, Iron Giant.
Did you know that Vin Diesel was the voice? Yes. At this point in time, everybody knows that because it's become one of those little known facts in quotation marks that everybody knows now because it's been a little known fact for a while.
I bought the movie a little while ago. You should watch it.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
Yeah, same. I haven't watched it since VHS was relevant.
Yeah. Me neither.
All right. The final X-Men Days of Future Past trailer.
Awesome.
It's awesome. It's full of X-Men, like all of them.
Like a lot of X-Men.
And a lot of them twice.
A lot of them in different ages. Well, actually, that's not true. Only two of them in different ages.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think we see... Actually, we may see Rebecca Romijn Mystique. I think she's supposed to be in it.
And Rogue has been in it, not in it. They said that she was in the trailer, but then she was cut from the movie, and then I saw that she was added back into the movie.
So who knows?
Original Rogue might be in there.
With the Kiwi Canadian, or the Canadian Kiwi.
Yeah.
However you want to order that.
And Wolverine's in it.
Wolverine.
Every X-Men movie is a Wolverine movie, except for
First Class.
The First Class. But he was at least in First Class. So Wolverine movie. Including his own movies.
What did you say? Before including his own movies, you cut out.
Yeah, including his own movies.
Yes. He definitely... I mean, even in the comics, though, he's usually the most prevalent character in every flippin'...
Yeah.
Pretty much any comic that has a mutant in it also has Wolverine in it.
He's a badass Canadian.
Bub. I was watching... I think it was Fairy Tail. And the English dub, a couple of times, a couple of different characters said Bub. And I was like, oh, they're Wolverine now. I made... Even though it was, like, twice in the same episode, I made the same joke. Because somebody says Bub,
right, Bub.
Nobody else in the world says Bub.
No. I don't know where you got that from.
I don't know where that came from either. But yeah, let's go back to the actual trailer that we're talking about. The trailer, it's the final trailer, so it actually shows a fair amount of stuff. I mean, it's a fair amount of action.
Yeah, there's the Sentinels, and there's Peter Dinklage saying stuff.
There's Peter Dinklage saying stuff. I haven't seen Peter Dinklage in any of the other trailers I've seen, I don't think.
No,
I
mean, me either.
Maybe like a quick flash.
With that mustache and his huge-ass glasses.
I know. He looks fantastic.
Yeah.
When I first saw the picture, I think you, or maybe it was Tom, showed me after we watched Wolverine, it was at the theaters after we watched the movie.
Was it just the picture of him?
The website.
Yeah, that was me.
And then I looked at the picture on the website and was like, are you kidding me?
It's like the website that they made for promotional material. It was like the website of the company that created the Sentinels.
Is that website still up?
Link in the show notes.
You remember what it is?
No.
No, we can Google it. It'll probably still be up. I don't remember what company it is either. I can't remember his name. Trask. It's Trask Industries or something. I don't remember the...
Yeah, something like that.
I don't remember the actual web address, but if you Google Trask Industries, it's probably website is going to show up. We got to see
also, the show notes.
We got to see Young Beast in the trailer.
And Wolverine bonding with Young Beast.
Kind of.
Quote unquote.
But I guess Wolverine bonding, sure. I like that actor. He was the one. He was the main guy in Jack the Giant Slayer, and I'm pretty sure the zombie in Warm Bodies. That's the only thing I've seen him in. Actually, he might have been the kid in what was the Johnny Depp musical, Sweeney Todd? I think he made him in the Kid and Sweeney Todd as well, but that could be...
I've seen Sweeney Todd in a while.
There's another blonde British actor about that same age that I confuse with him sometimes. No, that's the other one. That's the one who was in Camelot. Sorry, he's not in Sweeney Todd. That's the other one. That's King Arthur.
Okay.
They look similar to me, and they're about the same age.
Not sure who you talked about, but that's
don't worry
okay.
About it. It's not important, because I was wrong. And I believe we saw, I know you see Jennifer Lawrence in this trailer. I don't know if you see Rebecca Romijn, because once they're in makeup, you can't tell the bloody difference anymore.
Well, you can a little bit.
Well,
I haven't seen any promotional material with old Mystique on it. Her name just escaped me.
I remember Rebecca Romijn.
That's all.
I remember seeing something somewhere that Rebecca Romijn was supposed to be in it, but I mean that was a while ago, so it might not have been true, or it might have been true and changed since.
I'm sure like pretty much all of them are in it.
Yeah, I mean probably as many people as they can get. Kelsey Grammer, I don't think is coming back.
Storm's in it.
Storm is in it. Halle Berry, who was always I was kind of okay with that cast. I mean, I'm not a huge Halle Berry fan either.
Me either.
She's fine. I think it's the stain of Catwoman that ruins her in a comic book. In a comic book movie. A comic book movie light because of the terribleness of Catwoman.
She was in a James Bond movie, right?
Yeah. She was in one of the
like
maybe
Tomorrow
the last
Never Dies, I think.
Pierce Brosnan one.
I think it's Tomorrow Never Dies.
Something like that. I don't know. I have that pack over it sitting behind me of all the James Bond movies. It's not open yet. I haven't opened yet. So this movie is set to release May 23rd, which is like a month and 4 days away. I didn't realize it was that close.
That's pretty close.
I'm going to see it for sure. Probably in the theaters for once, which is pretty rare.
Yeah, we haven't seen Thor. We still haven't seen Captain America 2.
I still haven't seen Thor 2 or Captain America 2 or Riddick, the third Riddick, which I want to see. I'll get on that eventually.
That's wrong. Halle Berry is in Die Another Day.
I can never remember their names. I know Goldeneye.
Yeah. Because
it was the first one I saw, and it was the awesome N64 game.
Yeah.
And I know Skyfall.
Skyfall stands out. Casino Royale stands out. But, like, Tomorrow Never Dies, Die Another Day.
There's another one. There's
another Brosnan one.
Yeah. Something World. World's Not Enough?
That's
a Brosnan one? Something like that. That might have been a video game that has nothing to do with a movie.
He did have a really good video game, which I can't remember what it's called because all their names are stupid.
Goldeneye was his good one.
Goldeneye was good, and Tomorrow Never Dies is good. Die Another Day was good. Yeah, it is. The World's Not Enough.
Yeah, Tommy. Yes, X-Men. Awesome. Gonna see it. Trailer looks awesome. We'll have a link in the show notes. Let's go to Son of Batman.
Batman!
Justice.
Justice!
Son of Batman is one of their straight-to-DVD releases, which they do, the DC Comics does really well. They don't historically do quite so well at the box office. I mean, Superman movies sometimes do. You can make an argument for the old ones. And the Christopher Nolan Batman movies certainly did well. But besides that, DC movies don't usually work very well.
No. I love the classic Batman movies, though.
Oh, the, like, 90s ones?
Yeah,
what do you
like
mean, the
Batman
classic?
And Robin?
Like the Val Kilmer and all them?
Yeah, Val Kilmer, George Clooney.
Yeah.
They're the best. Michael Keaton, that's it. Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
I do like the original ones too, like the ye olde Batman with.
I've never seen them. I honestly don't want to watch them.
It's so good. It's so good. I've got the movie. I'll lend it to you. You can watch.
God. Anyway, Son of Batman, straight to DVD release. It's releasing May 6th, so you know you could watch that, and then you know next week watch X-Men if you want to do both sides. You want to play both sides of the fence. In the movie, Bruce Wayne finds out he has a son named Damian with Talia al Ghul, and Damian is being raised by the League of Assassins / Ra's Raish al Ghul. How do you pronounce that stupid name?
I've heard. I wonder why he ended up with a name like Damian when he's being raised by people like Talia and Raz.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I think it's such a normal name.
It is a pretty normal name. But it's also the devil name. Damien is like... So maybe that's it. Maybe that's why they named him.
Sure. That
or something. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. It's not out yet. Ra's apparently, in quotation marks, because they said apparently in the blurb I read, is apparently killed by Deathstroke, and Batman tries to stop Damien from taking revenge and, you know, make him a force for justice and stuff.
Justice.
The cast. I'm pretty excited for the cast in this, which I had a link to last time we recorded this, and I forgot to look it up.
Link in the show notes.
Alfred was I always want to call him Donald Mallard, because that's his character on NCIS.
Yeah.
And now I can't remember his real name. It's David McCallum. David McCallum, who's a very famous British actor.
He's fantastic. He's in, like, The Great Escape and stuff.
And The Man from U.N.C.L.E., if you're into old British spy stuff. Morena Baccarin from An Hour from Firefly. The main alien from V, and she's on Homeland now. She voices Talia. Giancarlo Esposito from Breaking Bad, and also... from a few episodes of Community, plays Ra's.
That's
what?
Chicken guy.
Chicken guy?
Yeah.
From Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
I don't know. I've not seen any Breaking Bad at all. So it's on my list. I just haven't gotten around to it because my list is very long.
Yep.
Thomas Gibson from Criminal Minds and Dharma and Greg. I guess. I looked him up to see what else he was on besides Criminal Minds, and apparently it was Greg in Dharma and Greg. He's Deathstroke. Sean Mayer, also from Firefly, Simon Tam. He's Nightwing. And Fred Tatasciore, who does a ton of voices everywhere. I see his name a lot. Anytime I look up a video game or an anime or a cartoon, that's he's almost always on the list somewhere. He plays Killer Croc. So I guess Killer Croc is a villain too, not just Deathstroke. It's a two-villain movie. Anyway, I have this funny little clip I found about Damien destroying the shrubs at the Wayne Estate.
Like a freaking ninja.
Like a freaking ninja. It's fantastic, and it's like in the morning, and Bruce and Alfred are like in the kitchen watching him. And Alfred is not happy about it. And it's great. I look forward to this one. I might watch this one. I don't remember the last straight to DVD Marvel or DC movie I've watched. So I might. I think I'll watch this one.
Yeah. What's that mask one? The skull mask? Batman and the skull mask.
Batman and the skull mask?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's apparently like one of the best Batman movies ever, and it was a straight-to-DVD animated release.
I don't know. I have... I actually own The Dark Knight Returns, but I haven't watched that yet. That was a good one, too. That was a good comic. I own it because I've read the comic.
Mask of the Phantasm.
That's good. Now I don't even recognize that name. Not even a little bit.
I keep hearing that it's like one of the best like animated superhero movies ever.
Well, like I said, man, DC makes them fantastic. The animated stuff is fantastic for them. But Dark Knight Returns, which I haven't watched the movie. I heard the movie was quite good and long because they released it in two parts originally. I have the thing that puts them both together. It's a Frank Miller comic that I like. I really like the Dark Knight Returns comic.
Yep, so despite Frank Miller being a crazy person, he writes pretty good.
That's probably why. I mean, the stuff that he writes is pretty crazy. That's probably why he writes it so well.
Yeah. Takes one to know one.
Like, oh God. Who wrote, like, Orson Scott Card? He's kind of crazy himself. Or at least, let's say opinionated.
Opinionated, yeah.
But his writing is fantastic. But some of the things he spouts are personally crazy. anyway, let's move on to Game of Thrones.
Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah.
Game of Thrones is happening. Well, episode 1 and 2 are up.
I've seen them. I'm caught up.
Airs tomorrow.
Oh, I'm so excited. I need to know what happens from the last
one. We won't watch it for another 2 weeks.
Nah, I need to see it. I don't even care.
They're both good episodes. Quite good episodes. I mean, I can't point to a particular Game of Thrones episode that hasn't been good, so.
Yeah.
That says something for the show. I mean, it also says something that when you do 10 episodes a season, you can spend more time on each episode making it fantastic.
Making it awesome, so awesome.
And HBO has given a thumbs up to season 5 and 6 for Game of Thrones.
Which means more time to put more time into making awesome episodes.
Yep. I wonder how the books, because of the breakdown of the books, I wonder how it's going to do with the books.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because I haven't read any of the books, and we still got this season, the next season, and the sixth season. So how far do you think that's going to put us past the books?
The books from the fourth and fifth are weird, because the fourth was supposed, originally his plan was the fourth was the last one, but the third and fourth season of the TV show is the third book, because the third book's long.
Right.
So that's broken up. And then the fourth book was supposed to be bigger, but he cut that in half. He cut half the characters out of it and then put them in the fifth book. So the beginning of but then he took, 9 years to write the fifth book. So the beginning of the fifth book takes place at the same time as the fourth book does. And then about halfway through-ish, it takes place afterwards. So I don't know how they're going to set it up. And the fifth book is pretty big, too. So I have no idea how they're going to set this up. But it probably gives them enough time to at least write the next book. I could say the fourth and fifth can take them through season 5 and 6, the fourth and fifth book, at least.
Huh.
So for his next book, I would say will probably not be till 7. That would be my guess. Not that I finished the fifth book yet.
I couldn't finish any of them.
So in the first season, when the first season was out, I was working at the Moore's Warehouse, and I binge read them when I was there. Every lunch, every break, 15 minutes and half an hour for lunch, I'd read the book. I'd drive home because I wasn't driving. Read the book, binge read them, 1 through 4 and back to back.
I've considering the audiobook, but
they're pretty good. For the audiobooks for them are supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, they remade them. Before the show came out, they had the most dry, boring reader ever. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard that they redid them and then it's supposed to be way better.
They do that a lot once things get popular. Older things.
Yeah, makes sense.
We'll move on to Universal Studios hiring the writer Jack Paglen to write a Battlestar Galactica movie. Now, because they literally just hired him, we don't know anything about the story, and there's no word on who they're looking to direct it. We don't even know if it's a tie-in to the recent rebooted show or its own unrelated reboot.
Yeah.
But still awesome news.
Yeah.
Because I like Battlestar Galactica, and I could always use some more.
I agree. Like, that Blood and Chrome web series was awesome.
I haven't seen any of it yet. I even liked Caprica, despite the fact that everybody else in the world basically hated it.
Yeah. It had pacing issues and focus issues.
Yes.
It was like Battlestar Universe with a bad case of ADD.
That's actually pretty accurate. You know what? It's the exact same problems that they had with Stargate Universe.
Yeah. They couldn't figure out what characters...
What they wanted to do with it.
Yeah, they're like, these characters hate these characters, but these characters will make up, and then they hate these characters, and then this guy...
Who's done nothing for the past dozen episodes.
They try to make both of them sci-fi, but dramatic.
Which you can do, you just can't force.
Yeah, but yeah, like Stargate Universe was just force-fed, and it was disgusting.
Yeah, no, it was not, sadly, it was not well-written. It was just too bad.
Still watched the whole first season, though.
Yeah, I've seen the whole first season. I wanted to. I mean, and overall, it's pretty good. Conceptually, and the ideas.
Yeah.
Just individually, kind of not the best thing ever in the world.
Yeah.
But, yes, Jack Paglen also, in theaters now or soon, will be the Transcendence movie starring Johnny Depp. He also wrote that. That's his only major writing credit to date, so we'll see. If that movie does well, then hopefully that spells good things for the Battlestar Galactica movie.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Wish I Was Here. Wish I Was Here, for those of you not in the know, is the Kickstarter film by Zach Braff. It is sort of his follow-up to Garden State. I mean, it's not the same character or the same story, but it's kind of it's got the same sort of tone, is what he's saying. He used the term spiritual successor, and I hate that term. People use it all the time, and I hate it every time I hear it. Terrible term. It has a teaser trailer out there onto YouTube. We can put that in the show notes, too.
Link in the show notes!
Set to release in the United States July 18th. Now, if you're a backer or you know somebody who is a backer, there are ways. I mean, he's doing the backers only online a couple of screenings online. I believe that's pre-release, but not by much. I like the look of the trailer. It's a teaser trailer. It doesn't show a lot of story or a lot of dialogue even, but it sort of sets a tone for it. And I'm looking forward to this movie a lot because I love Zach Braff, and Garden State's one of my favorite movies.
I haven't seen it. I don't even know what it's about.
I'll have to find it. It's buried presently in my DVD closet and give it to you. Well, lend it to you.
I'll steal it.
Actually, I probably own multiple copies. I bet you I do. It happens.
All right, that's enough for your man crush. On to Vigima Games. So, Smash Brothers, Super Smash Brothers, Wii U, and 3DS. The last Nintendo Direct was completely devoted to the new Smash Brothers. And they announced that Super Smash Brothers 3DS, which is what it's called, is coming out in the summer, while Super Smash Brothers Wii U,
which is what it's called, is coming out in the winter, which is cool. First, I was like, that's weird. They should come out at the same time. But then I thought about it more, and I'm like, no, because now I'm going to buy both of them.
Yep. Because you want your Smash Brothers fix.
I need it. I need it now. And then I can have it with me forever.
That's summer this year, right?
Yeah, they're both this year.
That's only a couple months then, at most. No.
And I'm kind of scared because the amount of information that they're announcing isn't enough yet, so they need to pick up the announcements because there's characters and stuff I need to know are in the game still.
Like the Captain Falcon?
Like Captain Falcon. And they also announced a bunch of changes in it, which are a few more characters that tie in with their new no transformations for the characters. So there's no Samus to Zero Suit Samus transformation.
No Zelda to Sheik.
Yeah, no Zelda to Sheik. Zero Suit Samus and Sheik both just got their own character. There's no more Pokemon Trainer. Charizard just got his own character.
And Greninja.
And they announced Greninja as a new playable character.
Water powers powered by the tears of Mewtwo. I love that joke.
Mewtwo is probably not going to be in it. Lucario is going to be in it again.
Yeah, Lucario was in it last time.
Let me just add in what character roster is. So there's Mario, Donkey Kong, Link, Samus, Kirby, Fox, Pikachu, Bowser, Pit, and then Luigi, Pikmin, Peach, Toon Link, Sonic, Marth, Zelda, King Dedede, Lucario, Diddy Kong, Zero Suit Samus Sheik, Charizard, Yoshi. And then for the new characters announced so far, there's the villager from Animal Crossing, Mega Man, the Wii Fit Trainer, Rosalind and Luma, who are from Super Mario Galaxy.
Galaxy, yeah.
Little Mac from Punch-Out, which is funny. And, yeah, the Greninja.
Rosalina was in before? Oh, no, I think I'm thinking of Mario Kart.
Yeah.
That she was in.
She's got a new character, and it's pretty cool. So she's got her star and herself,
yep,
which act together, and they make the combats and stuff up close, but then she can send Luma out and then control Luma from afar. But she can also stay where she is and control herself, and then Luma can control itself.
That sounds complex.
It's kind of like Ice Climbers, but better.
Yeah.
They
haven't been announced yet either.
No, they haven't. There's a lot of people who haven't been announced.
Captain Falcon.
Captain Falcon, Jigglypuff.
Man, the riots. The riots.
Snake. If
Captain
Basically,
Falcon's not
they
in
just
it.
Didn't include the characters that I'm good with.
I'm pretty good with Mario. And, you know, I'm okay with Link. I turned out pretty good with Marth in the end, once I got used to it.
Yeah, I think the only person left that I'm good with... I'm good with Peach, I'm good with Pikmin, I'm good with Pikachu, and King Dedede. But that's all that I have left. I need Captain Falcon, I need Jigglypuff, I need Snake, I need Mr. Game & Watch.
I suck
I need
with
Ike.
But I loved using Snake.
Snake is so good. I need Rob. Oh. And it's just...
Oh, Rob. I forgot about Rob. I forgot about Wally.
Even if Rob's not in it, it's fine. But, like, Jigglypuff has been in it since the start. Same with Captain Falcon. They've both been in it since the 64 version, so they have to be in there.
You'd think.
Other things that they've added, in the 3DS version,
They got it running at 60 frames per second in the, when you're running it in 3D. They've got an exclusive game mode called Smash Run, where it's up to four players. You run through this big dungeon, and you collect power-ups. And at the end of a certain amount of time, you get thrown into a stage, and you fight each other using the power-ups that you've acquired. Online play. They've got a way better online system, which has matchmaking, fun play. It's got ranks, and it uses Nintendo username, Nintendo gamer name. So you're not swapping codes with people. You can actually just play like normal people online.
Codes, man. The codes they tried to force down the throats weren't even short codes.
No. They were
like 24 numbers. Alphanumeric codes, actually. They were numbers and letters.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. With the online play, in the matchmaking, you're restricted to only have no items, no smash balls, and final destination. But what's cool is the final destination stages, every map that you have in the game has a final destination mode. Rather than just the one map. So you get different scenery, you get different songs, yeah, instead of just constantly Final Destination. And that's pretty standard for tournaments, to just have Final Destination, no items, no smash balls.
Yeah, is that the fairest, I guess? I mean, that's the most skill-based way.
Yeah, there's no platforms and there's no map hazards.
Which is too bad. Platforms is how I win.
Which is why there's no platforms.
I was thinking that how bad you suck at platforms. I bet you for that mode where you have to run through the dungeon first to get power-ups, you're going to get murdered. You're going to get murdered because you don't get any power-ups.
It's like there's the one Mario level in Brawl where it constantly moves around like a bigger map, but the screen is just that one spot, so you have to kind of platform through level. I freaking suck at it.
Yeah, and I rule the platforms. Nobody can beat me going through platforms. If I got one of my quicker characters, you're going to lose, son. You're going to lose.
Pokeballs and all that are still in it. There's different Pokeballs for legendary and non-legendary Pokemon. So, like, there's the Master Balls. You know that there's something good in there. Like, Arceus and Xerneas. Yeah. That's legendary dudes.
Legendary.
Legend. Wait for it.
Dairy.
And then, later on, when the Wii U version is released, there will be a whole bunch of ways to connect between the 3DS version and the Wii U version. None of those are known at this time, but they will be later. Which I think is cool, too, especially since the 3DS version's being released earlier. It would be nice if some of what you're doing there can be transferable.
Yeah. I wonder if it's just like your gamer name and your not level. Level is not the right term in this
rank. Case,
but your rank, yeah, that's
your
it.
Your stats.
Yeah.
I would kind of hope that it would be different stats or separate somehow because they're different platforms, different controls.
Yeah.
So I would like expect a 3DS rank and a Wii U rank. So I'm not sure what else. But, you know, it's Nintendo. They do what they want.
This is accurate. Nintendo does do what Nintendo wants.
Yeah,
regardless of what might be better for their bottom line.
And one last thing to end this off. Custom moves. And they didn't really talk too much about this. But when you're playing locally or online with friends, not in the ranked, you will have custom movesets that you can apply to
whatever you're playing. They didn't say too much about it, other than it's a thing.
Custom.
So who knows what it means?
That's interesting. I mean, it could be interesting.
Yeah, it could be interesting.
Sounds interesting.
It's another way to keep the game fun and alive.
Another way for me to beat the crap out of Andrew.
No, you can't beat me, bro. Smash Bros.
God. That's what's going to happen now. Once the Smash Brothers comes out, that's what's going to happen. Every time we see each other, Smash Brothers.
That's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to do this. Sorry, Titanfall. I'm going to beat the crap out of Mario. All right. So now, Elder Scrolls Online. It's out. And people are
online.
And it's going to go free to play sometime, says me. I give it 6 months.
Everything's going free to play sometime.
Well, I was not.
Yeah, well, just not sometime soon.
No, it's never going to go free to play.
Yeah.
It's going to be like they release their next MMO and they're just going to kill it.
You know what? You're right. Actually, it won't go free to play because they'll close it before it goes free to play.
Yeah.
Because
everyone's like, no, I need my fix, and then I'll go to the next thing.
They are still hemorrhaging subscribers, but not by drastic amounts. Well, I mean, drastic numbers, but comparatively to what their numbers are.
Yeah, they're basically whatever. We don't really care too much. They're doing a lot of good things with their other games, Hearthstone and that.
Hearthstone's fantastic.
That other one, Guardians.
Heroes of the Storm, the MOBA.
Heroes of the Storm, yeah. Which looks awesome. I really want to play it. I like MOBAs, but I don't like the whole entry level.
Oh, where you don't know what to do and nobody helps you and they all yell at you?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know how to build my character like you people. And they're like, oh, no, push mid bot, blah, 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 blah.
I don't know what any of that means.
I get the basics of it, but only because I know so many people who just talk about that and nothing else.
I think Elder Scrolls, the name Elder Scrolls, although they have some problems with the game at this point, but I mean, every game like this has problems at release or near after release. I think I gave it at least a year before it goes free to play. I mean, the name Elder Scrolls means something. It means enough to get people.
Yeah.
In it.
Like, I'm vaguely interested in it, but I'm not going to
pay. I played the beta. The beta was fun. It was weird. It was a weird mix of controls that I had to get used to, but still quite fun. There was something else I was going to say. Oh, and the other thing about ESO that I found interesting is it's the whole continent. So there are still, like, 5 countries, territories, whatever you want to call them, that the Elder Scrolls games have not shown.
Yeah.
Cat Place.
The Khajiit Place.
The Swamp Place, that where the Argonians come from.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other ones. But I mean, because they've only showed the Imperial in
Skyrim.
The Skyrim and Skyrim.
And
Morrowind and Morrowind.
Yeah. Crazy.
Two, I don't remember where two was.
Two?
It's been a long, long time.
I don't know. My knowledge is basically Morrowind, Oblivion, and Skyrim.
And Elder Scrolls Arena was very small. I don't know if it was even a place on the map.
I don't know.
It's been a long time. It's been a long road getting from there to here. yeah, I give it a year. I give it at least a year.
6 months. I'll show you.
Batman is gonna outperform Cap.
No, it's not.
Superman, I guess. It's a Superman movie. Superman's going to outperform Cap.
I just hate Superman. I don't want him to win.
Oh, well, I don't. I hate Superman, too, but I also hate Captain America, so...
Yeah, but... He's got a supporting cast of the entire universe at his disposal, so...
He doesn't have the entire universe. That's a lie.
X-Men well...
Gone. Spider-Man's gone.
The entire Marvel Cinematic Universe.
So does Superman, technically.
Technically.
We'll see. We'll see if they ever actually get around to making a Justice League movie.
Yeah. See if they ever get around to making it. Anyone else. Try their hand at Green Lantern again.
I still haven't seen that movie.
It's great.
You think every movie is great except for Splice.
Which I really want to like.
Because it has David Hewlett in it.
I love David Hewlett.
We know. I know, I guess. Black Desert.
Black Desert. So Black Desert is an MMO from North Korea. Ooh. Whoa. It's back up there. It's from South Korea. I don't think North Korea would go for this sort of thing. The character customization is so in-depth. Everyone is just that guy.
Crashed the website. Their website. The Black Desert website.
Yeah. The character creation, so in-depth that links to their video and their site and stuff got out, and then everyone went to their site and then crashed it. And they're like, oh, everybody loves us.
Yeah.
There's a publisher in Russia who's looking to pick it up. And with all this popularity and stuff, there's got to be someone in North America looking to pick it up.
Hopefully. It looks pretty badass, and that character customization is ludicrously awesome.
Yeah. I'd pay the monthly fee on this game for the character creation alone.
Just keep building characters.
Yeah. I wouldn't pay for Elder Scrolls Online, but I would pay for this character creator.
Of course you would.
It's beautiful. Okay, now, Borderlands the prequel. No, the pre-sequel. So, this is the Borderlands that takes place between Borderlands 1 and 2. And it's a story about how Handsome Jack became Handsome Jack that you know in Borderlands 2. And you're helping him out on the moon. You play as four characters, which includes the mother effing Claptrap. That's so cool. I'm pretty excited. This is a game that's being developed by 2K Games and Gearbox. And I think 2K is going to be taking over from them, from Gearbox.
Didn't 2K do something with Borderlands 2 anyway?
I don't remember. I think they were involved in it, but I think it's just going to be 2K. The characters you can play as are Athena the Gladiator, who is from General Knox DLC in Borderlands. I'm thinking that's one. Because I don't know a General Knox DLC in 2. There's also Wilhelm, the Enforcer, who is from Borderlands 2. He's a boss that you fight. He's just a complete mech. And in this, he's a person with mech features. And as you level up, he'll become more like the Wilhelm you know. And then there's Nisha the Longbringer. Lawbringer.
I swear that's a name for...
You know her as the Sheriff of Lynchwood. Lawbringer. And that's all you pretty much know.
Lawbringer.
But I'm super excited for Claptrap. I think he's hilarious. And Gearbox has said that if you hate Claptrap, you'll hate playing as him. Because he's just as awesome as he has been in all the rest of the game.
Awesome quotation marks, depending on how you feel about him.
Yeah, depending on how you feel about him. I can't wait. I love when he's running around the city going, wub, 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 wub.
That's where you get your dubstep impression?
Yes. From Clefdrap. He stopped me. Alright, Shadow of Mordor. This is basically Assassin's Creed in Lord of the Rings. You play as a ranger who had basically everyone around him die. And he would come back to life. Because, well, not back to life. You just were stopped from dying because of a wraith. And you're like, okay, so how do I stop this whole not dying thing? And the wraith is like, do things. So you pretty much just get revenge on the orc leader that was responsible for wiping out everyone you love.
Yep.
And it's all procedurally generated. So each time you go through and play, there's a series of orc bosses, and you have to tier up to them, like kill each tier or influence one of the bottom tiers to get to the next tier, and then kill that guy, or influence him as well to get to the next tier and increase your reputation and power and stuff so you can go and kill the big orc boss.
Big badass.
Who's also procedurally generated. But when you make an assassination attempt on one of the orc bosses, they'll remember, and the next time you encounter him, he'll be like, oh, you burned my face. Now I'm going to burn all of you. Or whatever, depending on how you killed him.
If you burned him.
Yeah. It's not just like you hacked at him. He's like, oh, you burned me. No, he remembers how you did it and all that. You have some mind control abilities, so you can take control of like one of them. You can get close, dominate him, and then send him to go be a distraction for the next tier up orc boss, and then you can kill him or maybe dominate him. You can also dominate groups of the little grunt orcs.
Something you doing?
Something you doing? Oh, quit poking me. You're not the kind of orc.
But it's got a release date and a new trailer. If you haven't seen either of the trailers with the gameplay or just the cinematic one, it looks amazing.
Yeah, the trailer looks pretty awesome. I hadn't even heard about this game prior to seeing it in the notes. I don't know how I missed it, but this game looks fantastic.
The climbing engine is basically just the Assassin's Creed engine. After they released the demo at E3, the guy who was behind making the original Assassin's Creed engine for climbing and all that was like, hey, that's my engine. He's like, I don't know for sure if it is, but I recognize that anywhere. So I don't know if that's true or not, but it's conceivable. I know what it's like to be a developer and stare at something for hours and hours and hours. So you can see what it's like, and you can point it out wherever it is.
Yeah, that makes sense. Makes a lot of sense to me, as he would recognize it if it's the one he built, I should say.
Or if it's close enough to make it seem like that, then that's just
based
as good.
Off the same, I mean, probably based off of that idea.
Yeah. But also it would make sense if they just, like, licensed it out.
Yeah. Yep. That's a thing that happens, licensing.
Yep. Okay, now Aliens. Aliens, they're just released a video about the Isolation, Aliens Isolation.
That sounds right.
Yeah. They released a video about the environments in it, how they're staying true to the old retro style future, where they're taking footage of screens from the movies and they're creating some, and they're recording them to VHS, putting the VHS in a VCR and then recording that output and then putting it into the game. So you get like even authentic screens.
Which is awesome and ludicrous at the same time. Yeah. That's a lot of work, extra work.
It's amazing that they're going to that length to make it feel as authentic. It seems like this horror game is a lot less like shoot 'em up and more like just
was.
Yeah, it seems more like it's kind of a Slenderman kind of thing where you're just trying to live and stay away from Slenderman. But in this case, it's Alien.
So you went around the park getting chased by Alien.
Yeah. And you get one of the items you have is the motion detector. And it's big and clunky. You can only hold it in one hand. And like in the movie, it doesn't tell you what it's tracking with the motion, just that there's motion. So it could be a cat, it could be a child, or it could be like 30 aliens. You don't know until you can see it. And it's only in a cone in front of you, so it's not all around you. It's just one direction. Things are moving. Which has lots of potential for making you not want to go anywhere.
Sit in a room and spin.
Yeah, just sit in a room spinning. I don't like motion. I don't like motion. I don't like motion. And then the alien rips through the door behind you and then kills you.
Yep.
I'm super pumped for that movie. And by movie, I meant game. Because I like the movie.
Well, movie game. Movie game. It's a game based on movies.
Yeah.
Movie game.
Movie game.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that one either. I don't really play the Alien games because historically they've been not very good.
They were pretty amazing on like the PS1.
Yeah.
The PS1 game, I remember playing that like crazy at a friend's house. It was good.
And then it got crappy.
Yeah, then they got crappy with, like, Colonial Marines. Hmm. I'm surprised that they're even going to make an Aliens game after Colonial Marines happened.
Yeah, especially... That is surprising, since how, you know, poorly it was received.
Yeah, usually when something flops like that, there's, like, that certain amount of risk when you've got that bad taste in your mouth thing. But this looks completely different and way better, and I'd imagine that it'll do better.
Yeah, I mean, they're putting a lot into it to make it pretty awesome.
Yeah. VHS.
Yeah. Wow. Technology goes back a step in the future.
Yeah. Well, it's like in Firefly, where it's not really they're going back a step, but they had to tone it down so they can get enough of it. You know?
No, I have no idea what you mean by...
like how it's basically the Old West. They had to take what they can use.
Oh, you mean there's not enough to go around?
Yeah, there's not enough to go around.
Enough of the fancy stuff, so they gotta use the shit stuff.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's pretty common in sci-fis.
Yeah, it is.
And I like when they do that. Makes sense. Riddick does it. Kind of.
Kind of.
I don't know. Like, it seems like that it does it in the first Riddick, the Pitch Black, but then Chronicles kind of made it weird.
It's almost impossible to compare the movies. They're very, very, very different.
And then even the other Riddick thing that came out that you haven't seen. Riddick. That was more like Pitch Black, and then I kind of forgot that Chronicles even existed. Except for the original bridge between the two movies. Okay, now we are on to Civ Beyond Earth.
Speaking of the future.
Speaking of the future, Civ Beyond Earth is coming out, and it's not like an expansion, and it's not a sequel. It's just like a sci-fi version of Civ. It's not like a future Earth or anything. It's just space, weird planet, its own thing.
It's not what I really want it to be.
Yeah, because
it's a multi-planet kind of thing.
If it were multi-planet, or if it took place on like future Earth, it'd be cool because you have the what makes Civ good, the relatable cultures and all the leaders and stuff that you know a little bit about and you can feel attached to, and you're like, all right, I'm neighbors with Gandhi. This game's going to be great.
And then you get rolled over.
And then you find out that Gandhi's actually just a giant douche.
the one who wants the most war in the world. That game.
The whole peace thing was just a cover until he can stick up military strength.
So, does this have a release? I don't think this has a date yet.
No. It's pretty soon, actually. And it was just announced at PAX, and they just kind of apparently showed up, talked about it, and then left. And they weren't there for the rest of the convention. But I think it's this year, even, that it's released.
It wouldn't surprise me. Because it doesn't sound, they're probably just using their same engines and all that.
It's in fall.
Not going to change anything major.
Yeah, it looks graphically way better. But I don't know if that's really much of a change, because they're going to make the new graphics anyway for Funky Planets.
Funky time.
There are aliens and all that stuff. Aliens, humans. And I like Civ, so
fun. The Civ games.
It's not going to have the same magic as Civ 5, I doubt. Okay. Now we're on to Arkham Knight. They were talking about the Batmobile.
And
Arkham Knight, for those of you who don't know, is the successor to Arkham Origins. And they're making the free-roaming area much larger because you get the Batmobile, which they describe as more of a bulldozer than a car. And so the image that they have here, link in the show notes, is going to be even bulkier and more badass than Tumblr from
the movies, the Nolan movies.
Yeah.
It's literally, you take the Tumblr, and then you make it less car-like.
Yeah, even less car-like, and just more armor.
Add more armor. See what happens.
I can't wait to see how much Gotham is destroyed that you have to drive through it.
Drive right through some broken walls.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be so great. That'd I just want to awesome. Do a car chase and just drive through everything.
That's what I do in Grand Theft Auto / Saints Row games all the time.
Yeah.
Just get something that's decently fast and really strong and just come up beside somebody and just poof, out of my way.
Exactly.
Especially in Saints Row, where you can get the spike things on your wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive up, pop their tire, and they spin out. It's beautiful.
Just cause more destruction than the enemies. That's what open world games are all about.
Yeah. I love open world games. So, one of my favorite type of games.
Yeah. They have a lot of shelf life. Shelf life? Is it shelf life for you too? Replayability? Yeah. I'll say that.
Both.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's why, like, Oblivion was at, like, $40 for its entire lifespan. It wasn't until, like, Skyrim came out that it dropped down to below $20.
And because it had Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. Patrick Stewart was in it for a whole 15 minutes.
Oh, really? That much?
I don't know. Depends on how slow you are.
That's true.
All right. And now, Last of Us, remastered for the PS4. They apparently started work on developing it for the PS4 right after the PS3 version came out.
Pretty much, that's what I read.
Which makes sense because it came out on the PS3 a few months before the PS4 came out.
It was real close to the launch of the next console, so there was no way they weren't going to release it. Well, one assumed there was no way they weren't going to release it for the 4 eventually.
Yeah.
Especially with all the buzz it had and how obviously popular it was going to be.
Yeah, it won, like, all of the awards. All the awards.
I honestly don't think I'll give that. As much as I liked the story, I don't think I'll give another chance at the playing of that game, because I can't do it. I don't like the playing of the game. It's just too bad, because the story's really cool.
Yeah, the story is amazing, and the first opening bit was the best zero-day experience of any apocalypse game I've played. It was so great. You could just really feel how the destruction and chaos and just the whole game was just so well developed and story told, and it made me overcome the stealth hurdle.
The never using stealth.
Yeah. I'm highly adverse to stealth.
Yeah, me too. Screw stealth. I went out and shoot things.
Yeah.
Fish.
It doesn't work in a game where there's zombies that just eat you in one bite.
Mushroom zombies.
Yeah. They're not fun, guys.
I hate you.
That was a pun.
I know, and I hate you. So much.
You're welcome. Titanfall's out on the 360. The graphics look all right, but, you know, that's expected. It's finally out. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't get why they would release it on the old console after the new console.
Yeah, you'd think that this would be their chance to push the Xbox One sales, because when it came out on the Xbox One, it, like, doubled the sales in the UK. But I don't even own it on the Xbox One. I only own it on PC.
Yeah.
So it kind of defeats the purpose of being a Microsoft exclusive if you just blanket across everything.
This is true. Just throw it everywhere. You're not doing your job right.
Yeah.
Come on, Microsoft.
And the first DLC is set to come out in May, which adds 3 new maps that take place after the quote-unquote storyline and the campaign, quote-unquote. And an update will be coming to add decal customization, or decal.
Decal.
Depending on how you potato-potato that.
Decal.
And there's also more weapon balances, and recently just added a huge patch that added private matches for 2 to 16 players.
They didn't have private matches before?
No, they didn't have it at launch.
That's weird.
It was weird. It was like one of the only big complaints of that game. And they fixed it pretty quick, so that's good. All right. Call of Duty, best DLC ever.
Ever. Yeah, the launching April 22nd on the Xbox and later on other systems, because Xbox gets everything early for Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Is a $3 DLC, a voice pack, which I assume is multiple voices, but it includes none other than Snoop Dogg doing the multiplayer voice. And it's the
announcer.
Amazing.
It is amazing. Link in the show notes for a preview of the Snoop Dogg announcer voice.
Yeah, it's kind of like somebody doing an interview with him, but they also show some snippets from the multiplayer with his voice overlaid. Oh my god, the best thing ever. I would so buy this if I owned Ghosts.
I do own Ghosts, and I would probably buy it. I'd buy that for $3.
Yeah.
And also, there's a DLC coming out that will let you play as Predator from the movie
Predator. From Predator.
Yeah.
Which I will also include a link in the show notes to Predator the Musical.
Predator the Musical, guys. If you haven't seen it, hilarious. You gotta watch it. Predator the Musical.
It's so good.
So good.
I wish it was an actual Broadway show.
They do make weird things now. It could happen eventually.
Yeah. Spider-Man kind of happened, I think, maybe.
I think so.
I don't remember if it actually happened or if it just kept having problems or...
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't someone die or almost die?
That happens for the... That happens more often than you might believe.
I don't know.
All right.
Yay.
Predator the Musical. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Speaking of killing things, maybe.
Comic books.
What?
Comic books.
Original Sin, which we talked about last episode. Original Sin launches, the actual titled Original Sin comic launches this month. On this specific one I want to talk about, Original Sin Iron Man vs. Hulk, sounds very interesting to me. I believe it's a multiple issue thing. And basically, they haven't told a lot of what's happening, but they make allusions that Tony Stark has some connection to the Gamma Blast that created the Hulk. So there's maybe a chance that Tony Stark is at fault for Bruce Banner becoming the Hulk. Which would obviously make him angry, and then they fight.
Well, the secret is he's always angry.
Fight. The Tony and Hulk show. Anyway, I'm looking forward to that because, and also Original Sins, with an S, is a 5-issue companion series, each issue containing 3 shorter stories about, you know, various Marvel characters. So, you know, some of the smaller people probably who don't, maybe they don't have their own running comic right now, or maybe their stories just don't make sense with putting the Original Sin in right now. I'm looking forward to Original Sin because I love when Marvel does the universe encompassing things. You know, the Civil War, the Secret War, the Skrull Invasion.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite things is when Marvel does that.
Gets everybody involved.
Gets everybody involved.
Even Deadpool.
Actually, the Deadpool Secret Invasion. 3 or 4 episodes, or issues, I always call them episodes.
They're great.
They were fantastic, I loved them.
Like, he's apparently the one who got the data for how to kill the queen.
Yeah, he spoilers, I guess, for a 3-year-old comic series.
It's not spoilers.
No, not spoilers anymore. He started out fighting the Skrulls. He started out in it was a baseball diamond, so he's in the mascot costume, and then he started fighting them, and then he stopped fighting them and said, I want to help you guys. And then they, you know how they're cloning the superheroes? So they started cloning him, but his healing factor got cloned somehow, and the Skrulls couldn't control it, and they kind of blew up.
Yeah.
All of the Deadpool, and they're also batshit crazy, because, well, Deadpool's batshit crazy.
Yeah, he's like, in order to train and be like me, you gotta think like me. He's teaching them how to think like him, and it's amazing.
Yeah, and then he went in there, he used the distraction to go in and steal data for Nick Fury. It's good stuff.
Which I think he ends up accidentally giving to Osborn.
That's possible.
And Osborn ends up saving it, and that's when he becomes Iron Patriot.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole after Secret Invasion thing was interesting. But speaking of Deadpool.
Hey, segue.
That's what I thought you were doing when you brought up Deadpool.
No.
Just that obsessed with Deadpool that you bring it up at every possible.
Yeah, see, that would be smart to plan that segue. Nah, forgot about it. Deadpool versus Carnage. The second issue came out on Wednesday.
Yep.
And there's still, you know, not much of the story, as you would expect. It's a 4-issue comic series with Deadpool and Carnage. So it's just chaos and
be a lot of fighting.
Mouth enough.
And terrible / funny jokes.
Yes. It's awesome. If you like Deadpool or Carnage, just get it.
And is this the dubstep joke? I guess joke that I saw on the internet. The panels, is that in this one? Is that in two?
Don't know yet.
He's got like speakers on his belt, and he's blasting music at Carnage.
I've only got the first one because I haven't made it to the comic book store yet. But that's kind of the tone that both of them take, where Deadpool is all prepped and he's ready to go hunt down Carnage, and that's what the whole premise of the comic is Deadpool's just going to take out Carnage because he thinks he's the only one who can do it.
Yeah, because Carnage... Yeah, I read that first issue, and it was really funny how he...
How he comes to that conclusion.
Great Deadpool writing.
Yeah.
Moving on. We'll just move on. Six Doctors teaming up.
Is this another multi-version Doctor Who story, Simon?
No, it's not. It is a Star Trek Flesh and Stone. Actually, I think it's Star Trek Special Flesh and Stone, which Flesh and Stone sounds like a Doctor Who episode title anyway. I think it was a Flesh and Stone episode.
Something like that.
It is Star Trek, where all the six Doctors from the 5 series, you know, team up, sort of. I say sort of because, you know, some of them, like Dr. Phlox from Enterprise, is separated by a couple hundred years or something. So they can't... They didn't specify exactly how they... But it's all six in one comic, so clearly there's some sort of connection between Bones and Phlox, even though at the time of this comic, they were already dead.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor.
Not the doctor. I'm a doctor, not the doctor. but yes, the Star in this comic at a Starfleet medical conference gets infected with a metamorphic disease. Presumably it turns people to stone, since the title is Flesh and Stone. Pulaski, Crusher, Bashir, and the emergency medical hologram are all here at this conference, and they try to, you know, fix it so people don't die.
See metal hologram.
This is due out in July. And it sounds awesome. And I like Star Trek. And most of the Star Trek Doctors. EMH is great. Bashir was great. Crusher's Crusher. Phlox is fun. Bones is, you know, DeForest Kelly. You can't not like Bones. And then there's Pulaski.
Yeah.
Forget about Pulaski. Who cares?
Flesh and Stone is also definitely a Doctor Who episode.
I bet it has something to do with the angels.
Yeah, it's the one where they're saving the ship.
The one with Sir Jorah?
Yeah. Raimi gets the angels in the eye.
Yeah. Ian, what is his name? I can't remember his name anymore. Yes. One of the two-part ones.
Yeah.
In Matt Smith's first season.
There's the... Oh, great. Angels again.
Yeah.
Angels
were a great villain.
Yeah. Frightening.
Exactly. That's why they were a great villain. All right. I think that about... We'll wrap it up.
That's a wrap.
This week.
And last week, incidentally.
And also news of last week, yes. Hopefully, I don't foresee any more kitchen installations, so we should be back next Thursday. Recording next Thursday. I don't know when it gets put up. Friday, Saturday, maybe.
Friday. Whenever you get me the files.
After I edit. You can follow us on Twitter, me at dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
And I'm at D-U-P-3, which is elite speak for dupe.
Elite speak. And you can follow
hashtag the show. Hashtag awesome.
No, hashtag no, no hashtag. Hashtag no hashtag. And you can follow the show at Gweekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS.
I gotta use hashtag no hashtag for everything, forever, now.
You're
every
welcome.
Post I make, ever, hashtag no hashtag.
Right. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Yay! Bye! Hashtag no hashtag.